Mariner Books and Harper Audio present The First Kennedys, The Humble Roots of an American Dynasty, by Neil Thompson, read by Arthur Morey.
From Thomas Jefferson. Born in other countries, yet believing you could be happy in this. From Evan Boland, Sea Change. I was born in a place, or so it seemed, where every inch of ground was a new fever or a field soaked to its grassy roots with remembered hatreds. From Lin-Manuel Miranda, Hamilton. Immigrants, we get the job done. Introduction. John Jr. At sunset one muggy summer night, a small plane ascends above New Jersey. He'd wanted to leave earlier, but got delayed. Then traffic. It's growing dark now, as he and his wife and sister-in-law head north and east toward Massachusetts in his recently purchased low-wing Piper Saratoga. He isn't trained to fly at night, though, and he isn't medically fit, still limping on the ankle he'd injured in a paragliding crash. The cast had been removed just days ago. It will become apparent soon enough. John F. Kennedy Jr. shouldn't be flying at all. An hour later, nearing Cape Cod in the moonless sky and hazy air, the plane dips again, then dives straight into the Atlantic. Investigators will blame spatial disorientation. Others will blame hubris, confidence bordering on a sense of invincibility. That day, in 1999, when JFK's only son failed to arrive at his destination and his death seemed likely, my Baltimore Sun editors sent me to join the hordes of reporters who pounced on the well-to-do village of Hyannisport to cover the story. I interviewed neighbors, relatives, the mailman. I sat through Mass where the family priest asked the unanswerable question, why are there calamities in life? The same question had been posed at other Kennedy deaths, numerous and always newsworthy. Walking through the historic seaside village, home of the Kennedys' waterfront compound since the 1920s and now littered with reporters' coffee cups, water bottles, and yesterday's newspapers, I visited the John F. Kennedy Memorial Park and the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum. There, visitors scribbled names and condolences in a guest book, including a husband and wife from Ireland.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?